We are on the line this morning with Bates County Memorial Hospital's CEO, Greg Weaver. Greg, we've been seeing COVID numbers spike in our area. What can you tell us about what's going on?
Well, I want to start with just a little bit of history. We know that more than a month ago, the World Health Organization warned that the Delta variant of the novel SARS-CoV virus would pick off some of the healthiest unvaccinated that are among us. And I think Missouri has been unfortunate to have a current situation in the southwest region of the state that is producing quite a few uptakes in COVID infections. Yesterday, we just had a meeting with CEOs from Cox and Mercy down there in Springfield, and they went from hardly anybody on June 1st to over 100 by Saturday of that week. So their rates are going up really quick and really fast. So that's just really a signal for the rest of the state. So that's our advance warning, I think, to look at how is this going to migrate. We have a lot of people that go to Branson, Springfield, Lake of the Ozarks area for vacations and for fun. And in our area, that's the way they migrate and then come back home. So based on that, just in the same amount of time since July 1st, we've had 36 new cases in Butler, or Bates County. Let me just say Bates County. It wasn't all in Butler. But 36 new cases since July 1st. And that has pushed us over 11% positivity rate. So that is very concerning for us to start being on guard and following state and public health and CDC guidelines. As a healthcare facility, we have never stopped being in the pandemic mode. We are required by CDC to still wear a mask in a healthcare facility. So that's why many people who are coming to visit and get tests, we stand at the door and say, hey, you still need to wear a mask and be checked. And they say, well, I've already vaccinated. That in itself does not negate that. We still have to have masks and take your temperature, because even people with COVID vaccines have become positive but just had very mild symptoms.
If you're just joining us, we're on the line with Bates County Memorial Hospital CEO Greg Weaver discussing the uptake in COVID cases in southwest Missouri, including our area here in Bates County.
We're still in that mode here at our hospital, and we're staying in contact with our counterparts in Missouri Healthcare.
Do you still do your vaccine clinics through the emergency bay at the hospital?
We offered that vaccine out for many weeks, got everybody that was on that list that wanted it vaccinated, because we cannot store the vaccine. That's why the federal government allowed the pharmacies to take over that for us. So us personally, no, we're not doing vaccine clinics, but we can still use our pharmacies in the whole area, not just our county, but any Walgreens, CVS, as well as Walmart and Summers Pharmacy in the public health department.
Good. Okay. That's good to know that we do have that resource still available.
We have started the paperwork with the state for all four of our rural health clinics to be able to give vaccine as well. But the problem is still storing it for a certain amount of time before it goes bad and having enough people to take it.
If you're just joining us, we're on the line with Bates County Memorial Hospital CEO Greg Weaver discussing the uptake in COVID cases in southwest Missouri, including our area here in Bates County. Have they determined yet whether the people that are coming down with this Delta variant, whether they were previously vaccinated for the original COVID strain?
Here in Bates County, of the new 36 cases that we have, only one of those had been vaccinated, and they had very mild symptoms. Down in Springfield and Cox, on our phone call yesterday, the majority, well, actually one hospital said all of them were unvaccinated. And the age group is between the ages of 20 and 40 is who's getting sick down in those areas.
So vaccination is still the best resistance to this disease, even with this current strain?
Yes. In Bates County right now, I think our vaccinated rate is 28.5%. So we have a long way to go. Most of those areas down in the southern Missouri are in the high 20s or right in the low 30s as well. This is avoidable. It's clear that the decision to become vaccinated is very personal, oftentimes personal convictions. I don't want anybody to be forced to take a vaccine. I just want to continue to highly recommend it. but it's still up to each individual person. The only other thing I want to mention is to remind people again, when they come to the hospital, we still wear a mask, and you will need to wear a mask as a visitor to come in to see your loved one or family members, or to be in the facility even to pay a bill. You still need to wear a mask and be screened at the door when you come in. As long as the Center for Disease Control tells us that's what we're going to do, then we're going to be consistent with that. So be patient and still wear your mask, social distance, and wash your hands.
Thank you for being with us today, Mr. Weaver, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Hopefully, we will have some better numbers to talk about. This interview has been pre-recorded for playback at a later date.